Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also heard on the Rapture Ready Radio Network, which is also on Blog Talk Radio. And that's the network of our sister Jackie Alnor. We also have a book called Seed Faith, Can a Man Bribe God? How False Teachers Manipulate and Hypnotize You for Offerings. There's plenty of those out there. There's plenty of those people out there. So we go into some of the lives of people like Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Paula White, Benny Hinn. So we have quite a few chapters in there, and you can learn some things that could help you along the way. So that's available for you out there. And also, if you need to email me, my email is susan@propheticnews.com. Susan@propheticnews.com. And I will answer your email, and I will be happy to hear from you. So today we're going to talk about Paula White again. We talk about her quite a bit. Paula White has a habit of putting her foot in her mouth, and she can't help herself. You know, I guess it just seems like she can't help herself. But we're going to talk about that today. Her new gaffe, which was her satanic pregnancy. Oh dear, whatever that is, but. And we're also going to talk about Benny Hinn again, because Benny Hinn made a statement a while back that he was going to stop manipulating when he took up offerings. And he was sick of it. He was sick of all the gimmicks, and he was going to turn over a new leaf. But it doesn't seem like Benny has turned over a new leaf. It looks like he's still up to the same old. But so that's what we're going to talk about today. But there was a couple of things in the news this week. Of course, we had the very tragic death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gigi. And The really sad thing about that whole accident is that here you have so much money, you can have the best and safest modes of transportation, yet the pilot supposedly wasn't trained to fly the helicopter. I think he wasn't trained with just instruments only or something like that. Anyway, and they have a device that they can put on these helicopters it's a warning device that tells them that there's terrain ahead so that they don't fly into mountains or it wasn't really a high mountain. If you look at some of the video clips of, you can't actually see the accident, but you can hear it. Some people, their security cameras picked up the helicopters flying over, and then all of a sudden you hear a thud, and then you don't hear the helicopter anymore. So the helicopter went into a small mountainous terrain and crashed. And really, it could have been avoided. by having the proper equipment on the helicopter. So I'm sure when they got up in the morning, and even when they were in that helicopter, they had no idea that that was going to be their last day to be alive on the earth, all nine people that were on board. So it was a real tragedy for everybody involved. But you just don't know when your life is going to be over. So we have to be ready for this, these events. You're here one day and then you can be gone the next. It doesn't matter who you are, how famous you are, how much money you have. You just don't know, because the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. So that was a real tragedy. And then, of course, we have all this crazy stuff going on with politics. But it's a sign of things to come. When you look at the political situation, and you can see how far to the left some people are going with the things that they say and the things they're proposing. Oh, I'm telling you, we have some perilous times ahead of us, and there's no doubt about that. But anyway, we also had the Brexit. Yay, finally, the United Kingdom was able to withdraw from the European Union, which I think is a good thing, which it was all falling into place. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen, because there's some very liberal policies also there in the United Kingdom. But for the time being, anyway, it kind of gives people a breather from the one world government, which I know we're headed for, because we see that a lot of basic rights are starting to be taken away from people. The outbreak of criminal activity, and then they have now in, I think, New York State, where they're not setting bail for a lot of people, so people are getting out and they're not being brought to justice for terrible crimes. So Jesus said that we would have perilous times, and it certainly is the truth. It certainly is the truth, and we just have to try to stay strong in the Lord, because you just don't know. You just don't know what's going to happen in the world that we're living in, because even what we see, what's happening in the church, or the so-called church, and then there's the remnant church, and then there's the church that's kind of way out there and becoming more and more liberal in their policies and the things that they're accepting, and not questioning people, especially people that have large public ministries who they call them ministries. Basically, they're just money-making schemes for these people, because they're not ministries, really. Ministry is not about you getting rich and collecting 10% of people's income and getting people to sow seeds to your ministry. That's not what ministry is all about. Ministry is ministering to people, whether you get paid or not. And of course, the Bible says that a workman's worthy of his hire, and I believe ministers should get paid. If they're working, of course they should get paid. There's nothing wrong with that. But they shouldn't manipulate people to get their money to run their ministries. We have to preach the gospel whether we get paid or not. And if you do, fine. If you don't, then you find something else to do to fund your ministry. But we have to make sure that we keep our motives pure, because it's so easy to get sidetracked and then to what happens to these people such as Benny Hinn and Paula White? They start believing their own publicity and they start putting themselves in a place where they shouldn't be as far as what they think about themselves. And they want to be called, for instance, Paula, she wants to be called Apostle Paula. She wants to be a prophetess. She wants all these flattering titles. And the same thing with Benny Hinn. He still wants people to think that if he prays for them because he's Benny Hinn, then somehow his prayers have more power than your prayers. And of course, it always involves an offering. So these kind of things we have to not endorse. We have to not participate in these kind of ministries. If this is what your church is all about, then you need to leave that church and find a place where the pastor has a pure heart and he's sincerely interested in getting you taught from the Word of God and helping you to stay strong in the Lord. So we need more Bible teaching centers where there's not such an emphasis on teaching so much anymore. There's more of an emphasis on how great you can be and what your destiny is and what your purpose is. And your purpose is to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So everybody's called into the ministry of reconciliation and one-on-one in evangelism. But that doesn't make anybody more important than anybody else. So as far as how great you're going to be and your destiny and all that, we can't pay too much attention to that, really, because we just have to try to take one day at a time. And some of us know that God wants us to do things in the future, of course, and we're going to try to do what the Lord tells us to do. But as far as being great and all these things that people want you to believe, we know that we're not great. There was nothing good about us until Jesus came into our life, and he gave us righteousness, his righteousness. But without him, where would we be? So we're still, every day we try to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And we just have to remember who we are, always remember who we are and where we came from, so that we don't get puffed up with pride and then you fall, and we don't want to go there. Amen. But anyway, so Paula White, she was, I don't know how this thing went viral, really, because Paula manages to take so many scriptures out of context, and she's forever saying the weirdest things. But for some reason, this audio went viral, and it was supposedly had over 8 million views. And I even noticed that when I was looking on YouTube to see what other people were saying about it, that there was a man that has a YouTube channel, and he's an atheist. And so he said, well, I usually don't comment on these kind of stories, but I can't help it because this woman is the spiritual advisor to the president of the United States. And then he plays this crazy clip, which I'm going to play for you now. And even they're like scratching their head and they're thinking to themselves, what is this woman doing in advising the president of the United States on anything? These aren't saved people. So you wonder what's wrong with the saved people or the supposedly saved people. So let's listen to this clip. You have to hear it for yourself if you haven't heard it.
Hey, we interrupt that which has been deployed to hurt the church in this season. That which has been deployed to hurt this nation in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for our sins. Come on, I need you guys to pray. We cancel every surprise from the witchcraft in the marine kingdom. Any hex, any spell, any witchcraft, any spirit of control, any Jezebel, anything that the enemy desires through spell, through witchcraft, through any way that is manipulation, demonic manipulation, we curse that. We break it according to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the marine kingdom. We come against the animal kingdom. Any the woman that rides upon the waters, we break the power in the name of Jesus. And we declare that any strange winds that have been sent to hurt the church, sent against this nation, sent against our president, sent against myself, sent against others, we break it by the superior blood of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, we arrest every infirmity, affliction, fatigue, weariness, weakness, fear, sickness, any self-righteousness, any self-serving action, God. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. In the name of Jesus, we command all satanic pregnancies to miscarry right now. We declare that anything that's been conceived in satanic wombs, that it'll miscarry. It will not be able to carry forth any plan of destruction, any plan of harm.
What are you talking about? Now, here's the thing. This story and this video was seen by over 8 million people, and it made the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek. It was everywhere. It was everywhere. Now, could you please tell me, she says, we come against the marine kingdom. What's that supposed to mean? How are you going to come against the marine kingdom? I'm trying to figure that one out. And then she says, and we come against the animal kingdom. Come against the animal kingdom. I can't believe it. No, I can't believe it. I can't believe that this woman is actually supposedly the spiritual advisor. What spirit are you talking about? Of the president of the United States of America. This is pretty sad. This is pretty sad. And could you please tell me, what is a satanic pregnancy? A satanic pregnancy. Well, after she says that, there was such a backlash, and people that don't know about spiritual warfare, or what she calls spiritual warfare, which her spiritual warfare is really goofy anyway. But who stops the devil? I mean, you don't have the power to stop the devil. We pray for God to protect us, of course. But you don't have control over the marine kingdom and the animal kingdom and things that are, she's talking about things that are birthed in satanic wombs, which, first of all, there aren't any female devils. There's only male angels. Fallen angels are males in appearance. Of course, they don't have human body parts, as some people believe. But there aren't any female devils, so how could a devil have a satanic pregnancy? It's crazy. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. But that's not the only crazy thing. Paula White, she's got some other crazy things that she said. Now, here's a clip where she says that her and her husband, they take blood baths.
This because God is moving. Okay, my husband, who loves God
so much. I grabbed him. I said, baby, I know it's crazy. I said, but I said, Prophet Timothy called, and I have a word of the Lord, because God had told me something. I already told you. Then he confirmed it through Prophet Timothy. And then Pastor Edward had gone into prayer. And I said, baby, I know we do crazy stuff. I know we put oil on our feet. I know we put salt. I know we take what we call blood baths, which is grape juice. I know we do some crazy stuff. I go, but this is the craziest one I've ever had. Pastor Edward, what did the Lord tell you?
Hello?
I don't know. She takes blood baths with grape juice. What is that supposed to do? What is that supposed to do? Jesus shed his blood once. That's it. There's no blood of Jesus anywhere. Jesus shed his blood once and that's it. So what's the purpose of a blood bath? Oh, I don't know. I have to wonder sometimes what is going on in this world. Wouldn't you think that a president of the United States, someone who is intelligent and who has so many things that he's dealing with day by day, would pick somebody to be a spiritual advisor, somebody that had a sound mind, number one, because this stuff is crazy. This is crazy. And it's not like she's praying this stuff at home where nobody's listening. No, she goes and puts it on the internet for everybody to see. She's in the White House Rose Garden one day praying. The president's there and his cabinet is there and there's many distinguished guests there. And she gets up and she starts doing the same thing, like binding and loosing. And then she's telling everybody to hold hands. Everybody grab everybody's hand. I'm like, stop it already, please. I couldn't believe it. Then she goes to open up the president's campaign, the opening of his 2020 campaign. I think it was in Orlando. And she's doing the same thing there. We bind all demonic things against the president, and we cast down these kingdoms, and you can't cast down any kingdom. You can't cast down any kingdom of Satan. The only person that's going to stop Satan is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's here. He's here. And I don't care how many prayers you pray, you're not going to stop him. Because you don't have the power to stop him. Only God has the power to stop him. And only God has the power. You can decree and declare all you want. And bind and loose all you want. But you don't have that kind of power. We ask God to protect us against the plans of the devil. Of course we do. We ask God to protect us and to shield us and to give us strength to carry on every day, because there is evil out there. There's no doubt about it. There is evil out there. Wicked, hateful people, for sure. And we need to be aware of those kind of things, but we don't have power to stop the devil. No. We don't. We pray in the name of Jesus, but in ourselves, we don't have that kind of power. So Revelation 12 says, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that his time is short. So we know there is a devil. We know that evil comes from the devil. And so we have to be aware, of course, aware of his devices. But these kind of ridiculous prayers and being prayed in very public forums, it's really, you know, President Trump needs to get a new spiritual advisor, and this woman needs to sit down and be quiet for a while. Stop embarrassing herself. I mean, it's so embarrassing. Get yourself somebody that's a quiet person that doesn't really care about the limelight, a good, stable, strong man of God who knows the word of God, who's not a money-hungry, manipulating preacher. Somebody that's quiet and humble and gentle. This is ridiculous. It's like, how many times do they said, oh yeah, we contacted the White House for comment. Well, they had no comment. The last time that she made a fool out of herself with all these satanic things that she talks about, and they brought the White House assistant press secretary out, and he said, oh, well, Paula White is much loved and respected around the country. Well, no, she's not. She's not. Maybe in the circles when she's around the White House and she brings these people into the White House to pray for the president, they're not going to say anything against her because they want to be around the president. Well, they should stand up for what's right and say, Mr. President, no, we don't really agree with Paula White's doctrine. We don't really want to be associated with her. We very much want to pray for you and be associated with you. But most of the people just aren't man enough to stand up for what's right. They just accept it, which that's a very dangerous thing, because we can't just accept anything because we want to be around power. You have to be able to speak truth to power. These people need godly wisdom and godly counsel, just like all of us do. But when you're getting counsel from somebody that just can't control themselves, and they come out with the most ridiculous statements, it makes you look bad. Like, when 8 million people have looked at this, and if you look at the comments on Twitter and on some of the other social media platforms, most of the comments are like, who is this woman? This woman's a nut. So just pray that there's some changes made, because this is not good at all. This is not a good representation, first of all, of what Christianity is. And it really does put most evangelicals in a bad light when you have somebody like this that's supposed to be representing us. But of course, I don't want Paula White representing me. Not in her condition, not in the condition she's in right now. Like I said, she needs to just sit down for a while, stay home, don't collect any more money. Just take yourself out of the public eye, sit down, read your Bible, get saved, have a real heart-to-heart with Jesus, a real born-again experience, because real born-again people, first of all, don't manipulate people for money. And you can bind and loose all satanic things and cast down pride and everything, but you're still collecting first fruits, which there's no scriptural basis for that. You're still manipulating people every Sunday at your church to sow seeds to get things from God, to give God money, to get him to bless you. You're still collecting tithes. So you can cast down all these things all you want, but first of all, you need to change. And then when you change and you get your life straight, then maybe somebody, then maybe people can listen to you. And, but right now, no. Right now you have nothing to say except, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life and change my life, because that's not a changed life. A changed life, we all sin and we all make mistakes. But a changed life, especially for somebody that's in public ministry, a real changed life is a person that says, I love you enough to minister to you. I don't manipulate you to get money from you. I do what I do because I love God and I'm interested in, yes, truly seeking first the kingdom of God. And I don't have all these ulterior motives about what I'm doing. So, like we said before, it's okay, go to church, and the pastor tells you we're going to take up the offering for the mortgage, for the electricity, for the salaries, for whatever we need. Just be honest. Tell the people what you're collecting the money for. Don't spiritualize it by saying this is an act of worship. It's not an act of worship to give money. Nobody ever came up to Jesus when he was on the earth and said, here, Lord, here's $5. We worship you. Nobody ever did it. So if they never did it to Jesus, it's not an act of worship. Giving is an act of love. And it's pastors and ministers of the gospel are responsible to tell people the truth. So what kind of Christians are we raising up if we don't tell them the truth and teach them personal responsibility and to teach them how to be generous without expecting anything in return? It's our obligation to reform this thing. And if people go to church on Sunday, you tell people the truth. This is what we're collecting the money for. It's not going to God. He's not writing it down in heaven. He's not looking down and saying, oh, nice person, you gave your 10%. You sowed some seeds today, so now I'm obligated to bless you. That's not how it works. No. Faith works by love. It doesn't work by how much money you gave. I don't know to what God they're giving it to, because I never saw Jesus behaving in this any way, shape, or form about the way people present Jesus. I never saw him behaving like that. I never saw him standing anywhere he preached with his hand out and people running up to him and putting gold coins in his hand and saying, thank you, Jesus. Here, I need some prayer. I need a job. I need a car. I need a house, whatever. Of course, they didn't have cars back then, but I never saw him behaving like that. It doesn't happen. And if anybody tells you any different, then they need to sit down, be quiet, go home, read your Bible, go to Bible college, do something. Learn what it says. Learn who Jesus really is, not the other Jesus, not the Jesus that Paula White presents to the world, which it's an embarrassment. It's a total embarrassment. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, let me play this clip for you again so you can hear it again. The satanic pregnancies.
Hey, we interrupt that which has been deployed to hurt the church in this season. That which has been deployed to hurt this nation in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for our sins. Come on, I need you guys to pray. We cancel every surprise. From the witchcraft in the marine kingdom, any hex, any spell, any witchcraft, any spirit of control, any Jezebel, anything that the enemy desires through spell, through witchcraft, through any way that is manipulation, demonic manipulation, we curse that. We break it according to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the marine kingdom. We come against the animal kingdom. Any the woman that rides upon the waters, we break the power in the name of Jesus. And we declare that any strange winds that have been sent to hurt the church, sent against this nation, sent against our president, sent against myself, sent against others. We break it by the superior blood of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, we arrest every infirmity, affliction, fatigue, weariness, weakness, fear, sickness, any self-righteousness, any self-serving action, God. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. In the name of Jesus, we command all satanic pregnancies to miscarry right now. We declare that anything that's been conceived in satanic wombs, that it'll miscarry. It will not be able to carry forth any plan of destruction, any plan of harm.
Anyway, there you go, folks. Hard to believe. Ephesians 6 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." So what's the armor of God? The armor of God is the word of God. We put on the armor of God when we try to live a righteous life, and we do unto others as we would have others do unto us. Amen. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And we do wrestle. We do wrestle. It's very disconcerting when you encounter evil. It's very disconcerting when you encounter spiritual wickedness. And yes, we wrestle. We wrestle every day with whatever life is throwing at us, because we never know what life is throwing at us. And so, yeah, we wrestle. We ask God to help us, to protect us. But you just, in life, you don't know what's going to happen. You just don't know. Things happen to people. People that love God, they get sick. They get incurable diseases. They have car accidents. They have plane crashes. Things happen. So we don't have control over everything. We just don't. And I think it really makes us stronger when we can realize that we are totally dependent on God, and God is sovereign. And no matter what comes our way, that we're going to stand, and we're going to stand for Jesus, and we're not going to faint in that wicked day. So, amen. Anyway. Let's really pray that President Trump gets some good, godly, spiritual advisor around him, that there's not a person that goes around opening up his meetings and praying at his meetings saying this kind of nutty stuff. That it doesn't make him look good, and it doesn't make the body of Christ look good either. So, anyway. Now, we have Benny Hinn. And what's happening with Benny? Well, of course, we know that a few months back, Benny said he was going to stop the manipulating. He was going to stop with the $1,000 offerings. He was going to change his life. And he was going to try to turn over a new leaf. But I saw the other day, as I was doing some research about Benny, because I'm tracking him. I want to know if he's changing. I want to see, did he really have a heartfelt repentance? Does he really mean what he says? Is he going to stop conning people? Is he going to stop manipulating people? Is it going to stop? Well, it hasn't stopped. The other day, or a few weeks ago, I guess, he was with Morris Cirillo, like, who's the king of the pimp preachers. Talk about a manipulator. Anyway, he's building this legacy center to himself. I can't even believe that he's actually getting the money to do this, but he's doing it. And it's going to be like a a legacy center, but the legacy of Maura Cirillo Ministries. But it's not a ministry you want to remember because it's terrible. It's terrible. You can see his son on the camp meeting, these camp meetings, they're so-called camp meetings that he's on almost every night. Almost every channel you flip on the so-called Christian networks, you see Mike Murdoch and David Cirillo. And it's nothing but a Ponzi scheme. It's nothing but send us some money and God will bless you. That's all it's about. And that's basically how Maurice Cirillo operated his so-called ministry. Was he was always conning people. He's still conning people. Still conning people. Now he's building this center. It's like the worship center to Maurice Cirillo's so-called legacy, which it's a legacy you'd want to forget. But anyway, here's Benny. And he's going to, Maurice asked him to take up the offering, which was, I'm going, uh-oh, here we go.
Love to worship, put your hands up high. Well, you worship with money too, you know that. Your offering is worship unto the Lord. It's worship. A few weeks ago, I made a public statement on prosperity. Boy, did it go viral. And it did. Because God began to do something in my soul. This is for me. This was personal. I believe in prosperity. It's in the Bible. You can't erase it out of the Bible. I just don't like the gimmicks to manipulate people. I don't like that stuff anymore. It's in the Word. It's quite clear. If we give, we receive. And we receive way more from God when we do it right, without using the gimmickry that comes along and has come along with it over the last whatever. You all know what I'm talking about. Let's prove our love. That's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians. Prove how sincere your love is for the Lord. Why should that be a problem? We were worshiping the Lord in Nigeria a few days ago. We did a telethon for Pastor Chris. And I just began to worship. I just worshiped and worshiped and worshiped. And I looked at the camera. I said, now, let's keep worshiping with an offering. That was the biggest night they had. More money came in than had I preached something. People love Jesus. They really love Jesus. They just have to be directed properly. We just have to tell them, listen, stop the gimmicks. It's about the Lord. It's His love. It's His gospel. Do we love the gospel? If we do, let's show Him we love the gospel. Let's show Him we love Him. Not money, not greed. Not what am I going to get back for it. Loving the Lord. So Paul says about the church in Macedonia, he said, in their deep poverty, they showed such love, they began begging us, urging us to take the offering. Begging. Entreating is the word in the King James. Saying, please, take our offering. We want to give. Even when they needed money themselves. Please take our money. And then he says to us so mightily and powerfully, you sow little, you get little. You sow much, you receive much. He's telling the church in Corinth. He's using the people of Macedonia as an example of love, love, love. That's all. Prove how sincere your love is. He says, look how sincere they are to say to us, even when they had lack, they said, please, 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 take our money because we love Jesus so much, we don't want to stay out. We want to be counted. We want to declare our love for Him too. God blesses such giving. That's what the Bible says. He blesses it way beyond what you can even believe or hope for or beg for or anything else. I'll tell you something. Now, this is not easy. What I want to say. I began hating showing up in the morning in my meetings because we had to raise the budget. So I'd say to my guys, I'd say, hey, Jim, you open the service. I want to stay in. I'm going to come when the offering is finished because I didn't want to see it. So we had these people come up and begin, you know, their machine, asking people to give $1,000. And one day I decided to do something. I wanted to see how many. So I show up after they were done. And I counted the people up. So the guy said, well, how many are going to give $1,000? So a bunch of hands went up. So I I went to the back after service. I said, how many gave 1,000? Out of the 200 or so people that said they did, not even 20. Not even 20. The rest were all liars. With all the gimmicks, with all the lies, with all the, you know, trying to convince them, only 20 people gave out of the 200 and something who said they're giving. I said, this is it. I'm wasting my time. I have to pay that guy now, coming and showing up and using all the gimmicks in the book, and could not even do the right thing. People just wanted to be prayed for. Benny Hinn. Because the guy said, he, Pastor Benny will come and pray for you. If you love Jesus, you will not lie to him. Are you listening? If you love the Lord, you're going to really give, and you're going to give exactly what you say you're going to give. I love the Lord. Do you? Really? Prove it. This amazing place is going to be here way after you and I are gone. We're not going to give so we can pay the lights and then it's all over. You're going to give for something that we're giving and giving and blessing.
I mean, you know, that's saying a mouthful right there, because he's saying that when he would have these meetings, he would hire another pimp preacher to come and take up the offering. And he said, all the lies, noticed all the lies and the gimmicks and everything. And then he says, and then I have to pay this guy after. Yeah, he said, a hired pimp to come there and tell people to give $1,000 and they were going to get all these blessings. So what really made him angry, though, it didn't make him angry that he was deceiving the people all these years with his lying and his cheating. What made him angry was that 200 or more people said they would raise their hand to give. I guess at a weak moment, you raise your hand sometimes because they keep, you're sitting there and it's like hypnotism, of course. You're just being hypnotized and all of a sudden your brain goes out the door and you're raising your hand to give this $1,000. And so there was 200 or more people that raised their hand. But then when he went over at the end to see how many people actually gave, there was only like 20 people that actually gave the thousand. So that he was upset then, because then he realized, wow, I have to pay this guy to come and take the offerings. And the only reason why they were giving this money, one of the reasons was because the guy said, and if you bring this money up, Benny Hinn will pray for you. Like, oh, so it cost me $1,000 to get Benny Hinn to pray for you. I have news for you. Benny Hinn doesn't have any special in with God. He's not, no, I don't even think Benny Hinn is saved. To tell you the truth, I don't even think he's really saved, because he's still at it. He's still manipulating people for offerings. And so why would somebody pay $1,000 to get Benny Hinn to pray for them when you can stay at home and pray for yourself and save $1,000? It's ridiculous. Here's part two.
There's the hotel. This hotel will be a miracle hotel because it's going to produce money for the kingdom. Are you people listening? So the gospel will be preached with people's money who are coming to SeaWorld or do other things for their family. That's brilliant. Now tonight, we have a challenge. The challenge is, how much money you still need to finish everything? Everything. $7 million. Just to finish the construction is $7 million. Say it again. $450,000. To finish the construction. Okay. Let's believe God tonight for $500,000. I want to hear an amen. So that's not a lot of money. That's not a lot of money. There's 2,000 of you sitting here. Come on. So I'm going to ask you to join me tonight. You're going to join me. I already wrote my check. Oh, it's in my Bible. Can I have it, Greg? And that's my first check. I put it in here somewhere. It's already written. I'm sowing tonight $5,000. And this is my first seed. This is my first seed. That's not my last seed. And I'm going to challenge people to give $5,000 with me. I'm going to challenge you to stand up and give another 5,000, that the gospel of the Lord we adore will be preached with power. Amen? Now, many of you can give way more than 5. You can give 10. Some can give 20 or 25,000. God has blessed some of you with more money than me. You can give 20. Some can give 25. Some can give 10. We got to get the job done for the King of Kings. I want to hear a better amen. And I'm asking God to bless us, because that's in His Word. He said, it shall be given unto you, good measure. Come on. Good measure and what? Press down for more room. And even for more room then again. But God didn't promise. He didn't stop there. He said, running over. Running over means no more lack in your life or future. Running over shall man. God will speak to man to give to your bosom. And bosom means you're sitting down receiving. You're not working. You're just enjoying. Shall man give to your bosom? With the same measure you give, it shall be measured again to you. That's His Word. Now, I am going to do my part. And you know what I'm going to do still beyond that. I told you, Doc. But I'm starting with this tonight. It's written to MCWE, $5,000. Because I really believe in what my own eyes saw. And I'm going to ask many of you pastors to join me. Many of you business people to join me. Many of you wonderful people of God to join me. And we're going to come up here on the front and we're going to claim and declare that souls by the millions will be saved. By the millions. That those young people, that are now on the rise worldwide are going to have a place to go to when things will become more difficult because of persecution. That they can come to a place and receive and learn and experience and walk into a place where the power of God's Word will be alive, okay? We don't know what the future holds.
So God forbid, they want to have a training center for young people. That's not the way to train young people, is to teach them how to be scam artists to run their ministry. Notice he says, oh, I'm going to give $5,000 and I want you all to follow me. And God said that there'll be no more lack in your life. You can't tell anybody that. You can't promise anybody that there'll be no more lack in their life. I thought he was supposed to stop the manipulating, but he now he's got a different way of manipulating. Anyway, any kind of a Bible college, we teach people that you have to sow seed faith offerings to get blessings from God. Those Bible colleges need closed down. And stay away from those kind of Bible colleges, like Rod Parsley's Valor, so-called Christian college, where he's the biggest, one of the biggest scam artists going. And that's not the way to train up young people. You train up young people the right way, not to use gimmicks, not to beg people for offerings. That's not faith. So God forbid. Yeah, you think that that's going to be a place of refuge for people? No, it's not. He's building a hotel, which is, it's going to be a money-making venture. And then they have some kind of slideshow about the life of Morris Cirillo. Well, it's nothing really you want to remember, because most of it has been a disgrace. You can talk about Jesus all you want and say, oh, well, all these souls. You can't decree and declare how many people are going to get saved. You can decree and declare all day, because that's not up to you anyway. Here's the last clip.
God is going to use the legacy for His glory. Why would He ask Dr. Cirillo to do it at this time in his life? Because God is the God of timing. Timing is everything with heaven. Now, all of you, begin praying in the Holy Ghost out loud. I want to hear you. Come on. Out loud, people. Those that will join me now, will give 5,000. We're going to start with that number. You're going to get up and come stand here with me. I'm challenging you to come up. Those that will give $5,000, you need to move now. God's going to bless you for it. I know that. Come on. Start walking up here. God's going to reward you. He's going to bless your future, bless your children, bless your families, bless your businesses. He cannot lie. It's His word. It's His word. I'm asking many of you to get up out of your seat and come join us here to sow $5,000. Let's believe God tonight that God will do wonders with you. Wonders. Financially, blessing you beyond anything you've ever been blessed with before. Bless you and bless you and bless you and bless you and continue to bless you. I'm waiting. Come on. I'm not going to give up easily on this one. You come and stand with me here. And you believe God because He gave us the promise. He said we will abound with blessings. He will give seed to the sower and multiply the seed we sow. Multiply the seed we sow. The God we serve does not give small amounts. The God we sow is very abundantly, very generous. For it says He will give bountifully. Jesus said, way beyond, running over shall man give to your bosom. Now, people, I'm going to ask you to keep praying, because when you pray, God talks to people. Lift your voice, pray in the Spirit. I want to hear you. Come on. Some of you preachers can join me tonight by giving 5,000. I'm going to ask you to do it tonight for the Lord. I'm serious with you. Some of you can join me now in giving that 5,000. You can give it from your ministry. Give it from something you put away for tomorrow. Do it now, guys. Do it now, gentlemen. No, I'm not going to give up on this. This is for the Lord, not for Morris Sorello. It's for the Lord. So you that are sitting looking at me, you better open your eyes and look at me, because I'm talking to you. But brother, I'm talking to you. You need to give to the Lord tonight something tangible, something generous, something of substance. Join me, will you, to give that 5,000? Even if you have to take it out of some account, you put it away for something different, God will bless you big time like this. That money can come back to you tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'm asking God to really reward you fast. How many of you are in business? Let me see all of you in business. Stand up. Come on. All of you in business, stand up. I'm going to pray that God will bless your business. Would you like me to do that? Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless every business person standing up right now. Bless everyone standing up now, Lord. Reward, 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 and reward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You that are business people, I challenge you now to come up here and you sow that 5,000. You can even pledge it and give it in a week, because they need the money now. But I'm not going to give up on this, because I know God is in this. You business people, don't you dare sit down yet, because God is talking to some of you. The Lord is talking to some of you. You say you love the Lord? Prove it. I'm serious. Prove it. Prove it with something so sacrificial you've never given like this before. I see the tears on your eyes because you love the Lord like that. Honey, get ready for blessings you've never known in your life. You know, every time God challenges me like He's challenging you now, there's a harvest already ready to come my way. It's happened to me so many times, I can't tell you the times it's happened. When the Lord just said, do it now. And sometimes when God says, do it now, you don't have it. You don't know where it's going to come from. And out of the blue, someone blesses you with an amount of money that you didn't even know you had yesterday, because you just made the decision.
Please notice, he says that God is speaking to you. When God is telling you, God, before they got there, I guarantee you, they weren't sitting in their living room and God was telling them, when you go to the Morris Cirillo conference, make sure you take $5,000, because I want you to give $5,000 when you go there. That didn't happen. It didn't happen until they got there to the Morris Cirillo conference. When they got there to the Morris Cirillo conference, all of a sudden Benny Hinn, I guess he thinks he's the voice of God or something, because he's there manipulating the people. He's taking up this offering for about 15 or 20 minutes, manipulating, putting suggestions into people's minds that they have to give this $5,000 because, oh, you'll give it today and it's probably going to come right back to you tomorrow. There's no guarantee of that. You might be out that $5,000 for the rest of your life. But I didn't know that. I didn't know that God talked like that, that God says, I want you to give $5,000 to Morris Cirillo so he can build a legacy center unto himself. Oh, please. Anyway, God doesn't talk like that. Jesus doesn't talk like that. Benny Hinn, you need to get saved. I mean, are you born again? I don't think so. You say one thing like, oh, we give because we love the Lord. Yes, we give because we love the Lord. We give because we want to help other people. Yeah, because it is more blessed to give than to receive. So he says one thing 1 minute, and then he goes right back to the manipulating. Come on now, I know that you're going to get blessed. Your family's going to get blessed. Your children are going to get blessed. Why? Why all of a sudden are your children going to get blessed and your family going to get blessed? Because you give $5,000 to Morris Cirillo so he can get richer and richer and richer? Well, no, let him sell his, let Morris Cirillo sell his stuff, his plane, his $50 million jet, whatever he has, and his how many mansions he has, and I don't know how many fancy cars. Would let him sell his stuff and build his own little kingdom to himself. Why should anybody have to help him build a legacy center? It's ridiculous. Anyway, save your money. Don't give it to Morris Cirillo. Don't give it to Benny Hinn. They both need to repent to the body of Christ for all the scamming that they've done throughout the years and all the scamming that they're continuing to do to the body of Christ. It's a sin. So repent before it's too late. Let's close with a few scriptures here. 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 1 John 5:4-5, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Ephesians 6:11-12, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Psalm 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So we need to walk uprightly and to do what's right in the sight of the Lord for God's protection. But our lives are in God's hands, and we trust him with our lives. What can we do? We have to trust God. We know the earth is not our home. Every day as time goes on, I realize that I'm an alien. I am a real alien living in an alien land, because this earth is not my home. It's not my home. I don't feel like it's my home. We're only here for a short time, and our life is but a vapor. We're here 1 minute, and we could be gone the next. So we just don't know, but you have to be ready. You have to be ready. If you have sin in your life, it's a good time for you to repent and to ask God to forgive you and to get your life straight with the Lord. Because we just don't know. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. So you have an appointment. And we don't know when it is. So are you ready to meet the Lord? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You can. And he can save you from your sins. He's the only one that can save you from your sins. He's the only one that can save you from the wiles of the devil. He's the only one. Ask him to come into your life today. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and to be that you want to be born again, because first you're born of your mother, and then you must be born again of the Spirit of God. Romans 10 says, confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, no matter what your sins are. You might say, well, I'm too far gone. There's no hope for me. There's hope for you. As long as there's life in your body, breath in your body, there's hope for you. And God sent Jesus Christ to be our Savior. And remember, Jesus was born of a virgin. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. And he ascended into heaven in a body. And he sits at the right hand of the Father. And he said he's coming again. And if he said he's coming again, then he's coming again. So we know that Jesus is coming to our rescue. Sometime, some way, he's coming to our rescue to deliver us from this evil world. But we'll try to make the best of it, amen, while we're here. And we won't faint or grow weary. So I ask God to strengthen you today and to bless you whatever way he sees fit, because he's the one that makes the decisions about how he's going to bless us and how he's going to keep us. So we trust him. Even though we don't see him, we trust him because we know he's there. So God bless you today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, everybody, that was in the chat room today. And all my listeners around the world, to the listeners in the United Kingdom and in France and Australia, and Germany and Singapore, all the different places where you listen. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.